Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 23rd of October 2022. The Bible reading today is Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. Today's article, titled God's Family, was written by Amy Boucher-Pye. A family I know welcomed the opportunity to host an Eastern European girl for a month. As their time together ended, this couple found themselves engaging in the long and costly process to adopt her, because in a few years, she'd be deemed too old for her orphanage. My friends feared that she'd fall prey to human trafficking, which is the sad fate of a large number of the young women who age out of the system. My friends extended the love of Christ to her and wanted her to enjoy being their daughter and heir. Her story of adoption points to the deeper truth that those who have accepted the gift of Jesus as their Saviour are fully adopted into the family of God. As we see in Paul's letter to the Galatians, we are no longer slaves, but heirs. Now, we can call God our Father. Our adoption has been made possible through the coming of God's Son as a baby, born of a woman. Jesus was born under the law so that he could redeem us and give us the gift of a secure family. If we believe in and follow Jesus, we have many sisters and brothers in Christ. We'll never be alone, for not only do we have the presence of God with us, but we belong to the family of God. Let's pray. Loving Father, you welcomed me into your family, which is an amazing truth. Help me to seek out those who are lonely and lost, that they too might come to know you. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.